Let's get into Fallout. Hello, hello. This is Tiffany from the Recaps Addict podcast. I'm coming to you with my review of Fallout. I started watching Fallout on a Sunday, finished it on a Monday. It was a solid 8 episodes of content without me having to watch the video game. These are all things and reasons why I wanted to start the show. That and I have a toddler. He's 2.5. 8 episodes made it very easy to breeze through the content and not have to kind of jump into the world, basically, and jump back out of it and still want to watch more. So I hope that if they've been renewed for season 2, I hope that with season 2, they do the same thing. It's the same formula, 8 episodes in and out, and it's all dropped at once, because this once a week thing, I know Disney started it, and I know that Amazon picked it up, but to be honest with you, I don't like week to week. Like, I know that that's something that I have been used to with cable, and with cable, like, if you had cable and you grew up through the 80s and 90s, like, you had to watch a show from week to week. You had to watch a mini episode from week to week. I don't want to watch stuff from week to week. I want you to drop it all at one time. There's no reason for me to be watching from week to week, and we have the bingeable ability to watch a show within 2 to 3 days. And if that person or people, there's some people that complain and want to watch the show from week to week, you go in to your Amazon Prime and watch your show, watch the same show that we all are binging week to week. You do that. Have discipline and go in and watch it from week to week. As for me, in my house, I would like to watch it all at one time because I don't have the time to watch it from week to week. Now, all of that being said, it was a really good show. But the other reason why I probably enjoyed this show is because it's Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy. They were the showrunners and the producers of Westworld. I really enjoyed Westworld. I really liked Westworld a lot. So that being said, it's probably the reason why I like this show. The characters were well developed. We were in their world, but not enough where you wouldn't want to watch it for a second season. You want to continue to watch it. So hopefully they will continue with the formula that they have, like I said before. For me, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed Walter Goggins as the ghoul. I know I've said that multiple times, but I think her name is Ella Parnell. Ella Parnell as Lucy. And then Maximus, let me find this young man's name. Because I keep saying Maximus, but, and I know that that's his character's name, but that's not his name. That's not his government name. And Aaron Moten as Maximus. These were all very good characters. But once again, it has to be that combo of Lisa Joy and Jonathan Nolan. They know how to write characters where you still are wanting for more. Like as soon as I seen Walter Goggins show up on the screen, I was like, oh, Walter's here. Oh, it's gonna be so good. I can't wait. So that was just the first episode. I didn't even know what Walter Goggins was there for. He showed up in the last 5 minutes of the first episode, and that was enough for me to be like, you know what, I guess I can continue the episode too. But Walter Goggins alone, the character of Lucy's character was good. Like, I was fascinated with her character from the very first moment she walked onto the screen. I wanted to know more about her character. And, you know, she reminded me of a Barbie doll, like a Barbie doll living a perfect life. And then these events happen where that she has to journey outside of her comfort zone to basically, if you haven't seen the show by now, big spoilers, because, I mean, I'm going to spoil it for you. But she has to go find her father, basically, and find out the history of what happened to her mother. Or, you know, what's going on in the vaults, you know, all this other stuff. She goes on that journey. She has a younger brother. He goes on a journey, the similar journey, but inside of the vault itself. I mean, like, it's fascinating. It's fascinating to me. You know, I love world building where it's not, you know, immediately a world of our own. And you kind of can just delve into it And this is a good deep dive. Like, I mean, I'm trying to think of some of the other shows. Oh, I also watched the Godzilla show with Kurt Russell and his son Wyatt. That was another good. That was 10 episodes, but it was a good 10 episodes. Every episode was good. There wasn't one episode where I was like, man, I wish I could fast forward through this. If I'm fast forwarding through your material, whatever it should be, it's not good. It's not good. And I'm not saying that it's like you have so much time. Some of us only have so much time to jump into a world. I want to be Alice. I want to go down the rabbit hole. And then when it's time for me to take an exit out of the rabbit hole. So that's the reason why I like shows like Fallout, Godzilla, Monarch. I think that was the name of the show, Monarch, and stuff like that. This is because you want to jump in and jump back out of it and have the ability to do that. And I feel like you have to do a bunch of, I have to read like notes. Like that's the problem that I had with Game of Thrones. It's like if I have to read Cliff Notes to jump into this, I don't watch it. I don't want to watch this. I don't want to watch it. Excuse me. But the long story short of it, like quickly going through all the characters, we have Lucy. She is the main character. Her father, which is Overseer McClarkin, and her brother. They're the original central three that we start off with. Lucy's father gets taken, and Lucy has to go outside of her vault to go find him. The brother stays behind. They have, I say air quotes, cousin, but I don't think he really was a cousin. His name was Brett. And then they have another family friend. I'm going to call her that, but I don't think she was. She is a blonde, and I don't catch her name, but she's pregnant, and these are all sub characters at this point. And we have the other assistant overseers that are still in the vault, Betty, and I forget the other two guys' name. They almost function as one general character instead of two. And then we have outside the vault, we have the ghoul, and that's Walter Goggins' character, He's an excellent, I didn't know what I was a part of character. Like, I didn't know that I was a part of this shady doing, this shady corporate structure. I just was trying to make money and make my wife happy because she worked for them. It's excellent, like, I didn't know character. And then once he starts to find out about, everybody, it's episode eight and it's too late. And I would love to know more about his character, his family, what happened to his family, because how the show starts off is, I mean, there's no way that everybody's okay. It's especially if you watched it from the beginning to the end, it starts off with a bang, no pun intended. But by the time you get to, I mean, like for me to breeze through eight episodes in 2 days, it's a good show. It's good. It's good storytelling. So as and there wasn't like filler. Like we weren't talking about characters that didn't make any sense. Like I wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Like we went through a whole different vault from the original three we started out with, and that was an episode. And the episode wasn't boring. It wasn't boring. It still told me what was going on in that vault, why the characters were that way, and we moved forward from it at the end of it. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like it was a perfect writing of an episode and still telling me something about characters within this world. Anyway, I feel like hopefully we can get more shows like this, because Monarch show on Apple Plus, it's really good. I haven't done a review for that, but I need to. And this show Fallout, it was really good. I did not watch Three Body Problem. I did not. That's just one of those things. Like I think it was okay. I watched the first episode and I was like, okay, and then that was it, because it was a lot going on in it. But besides that, I'm trying to think, is there anything else that I missed with Fallout? I enjoy the Brotherhood of Iron. It's just some of the characters, they really look like they were just snatching kids, and it was a cult, but it was like they were very mean to those kids. But then, hey, it's the apocalypse. These things are going to happen. Like, I mean, there's not going to be child advocacy in the apocalypse. Like, there's going to be all kinds of wrongdoings going on and cannibalism. There, I mean, everything's basically gonna go to hell in a handbasket. So there's no point in being like, well, how do they? Why were they doing that to those kids? Why are they eating the dogs? I'm like, they're eating the dogs because it's the apocalypse. Like, be glad the children weren't eaten. It's like that's what I would think would happen. So anywho, long story short, I just wanted to say I really like the show, and I think you should watch it. I think it's a good investment of time, and I don't think that you will be wasting your time by watching it. So I'm gonna jump off because my toddler is slowly trying to climb our entertainment center and get into our TV with Hotel Transylvania. And so that means my time is up. But I thank you for listening to my rant about Fallout. And hopefully I'll be able to do one of my Fallout 2 soon. Either way, thank you. Like and subscribe on Instagram. My name is Tiffany, and this is the Recap Addicts podcast.